Okay, Simin, in the middle of Simin Shin Lamed Pes, the middle of Sif Dalet, the second line on Kuf Pei Vav Amid Beis, the Loi Chelzin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkot Nchof, the Loi Chelzin. That means that if there's a yavam and there's an isha that who doesn't want to be miyavam, only wants to give a chalitza, so you don't make chalitza on Shabbos. Now, what's wrong with making chalitza on Shabbos? Shema yichtoiv shtar chalitza lachalutzev. It seems that after they made the chalitza, they wrote a shtar that the chalitza was done already, and this was proof for her that she's permitted to get married to anyone. So, since this was normally done after the chalitza, so there was a gzeire, shema yichtem shtar chalitza lachalutza. That's one halacha, v'loi chelzin. Halacha number two, v'afilu likboya mokaim lachalitza osa. Now one is not permitted to be koveya mokaim lachalitza. Now let us just explain for a few minutes. There is an issa. The halacha is that when one makes chalitza, one has to be keveya before, not the same day, the day before, perhaps the night before the next day is also sufficient. You have to be keveya that this mokim we're going to make chalitza. That is loch and hilchas chalitza. And this is one of the tenoyim that you have to be keveya mokim that this mokim we're going to make chalitza tomorrow. Maybe they come there, the dayonim, they set up these chairs, and there are specific halachas how they're keveya the mokim. So now if they want to make the chalitza Sunday, so they're not permitted Shabbos to be keveya mokim for the chalitza. They're not permitted to make it on Shabbos. Why not? So there are a few reasons why not. One reason is that means you have the bezdin that's going to make chalitza. They go into this room, they sit down, and so it seems bezdin's going into a room on Shabbos. It seems like They're going to be done on Shabbos. So that's one reason why it's also. This is a Mogen Avraham. The Trumas Adeshin says a very interesting reason that since this is from the Tenoyim, from the conditions of Chalitza, then you have to be Kemeya, that this mokim we're going to make a chalitza tomorrow, so it's nire kiboine or a mesaken mona. That means I'm making this place loy la chalitza in Shabbos. I'm making it in Shabbos and Sunday. We're going to make the chalitza, so it's nire kimesaken uboine. So that is why it is also. So this cannot be done on Shabbos also. V'yochel likboya b'leil meitzoy Shabbos. You can be keveya. That means even though halach it's the same day, but from leil meitzoy Shabbos to Sunday, you can be keveya mokim. Shetiyah halitza b'yom rishon. Vim yesh soirech gadol, if there is a need, yochel gvoy afilu b'bein ha-shmoshes b'erev Shabbos al yom rishon, im yavsher b'inyan acher. Now let us just explain. That means, theoretically, you could be keveya mokim Friday. Friday wouldn't be a problem. Shabbos you can't make it. If you can't make it Moitzoy Shabbos, you can make it Friday. But if you cannot make it Moitzoy Shabbos, and it's Friday, Bein HaShemoshes, it's Friday, Bein HaShemoshes, so he has a problem. The Chalitza has to be Sunday. Moitzoy Shabbos, somehow they can't go into this Mokim where they're making the Chalitza to be Kevei of the Mokim. So since this is an Issa, the Rabbonon of Ashmus, this is Ashmus, Nalad de Kevei, the Mokim of Chalitza in Shabbos. Bein HaShemoshes of Shabbos, I mean Friday, Bein HaShemoshes, one is permitted to do a Shmus if there's a Tzorech Gadol. So that's what the Prima Godim is saying over here. That if there's a tzeirech gadol, yochel gvoy afilu b'bein ha-shmoshes b'erev Shabbos al yom rishon, k'niyav she'binyan acher. So that's, these are the halachas of loy chiltzim. You can't make a maisa chalitza in Shabbos, and you cannot be keveya the mokim chalitza also in Shabbos. Let's go further in the Mechaba. V'loi miyabmin. And one is not, the Yavam is not permitted to be miyabim the Yavam in Shabbos. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. The Bameh Shem miyabim oiso. If that would his miyabim ha, niknis loi liyois ishtoi l'chol dovo. That means through the Yibum, she becomes his wife, like a Nesuah. So he was Kaina Kinyan in Shabbos, and one is not permitted to be Kaina Kinyan Shabbos. Since she becomes his wife with the Yibum, so they need a ksuba also, so they might come and write the ksuba. If he's making the Yibum in Shabbos, they might come and write the ksuba in Shabbos. So that's a sec. So we now have two then. Dinim, v'loi chelzen, v'loi miyabmen. You could make it before. We usually make it, but but now if he's got he's not since she becomes ishtoi with the yibum, some need a ksuba like this. It's also law that a misha like ksuba, so she's going to become ishtoi. So they might come to write a ksuba, and that's also in Shabbos. Let's go further in the Mechaba. Ve'ein kainsin. I know kainsin means chupre. There are different we found them how to understand kinyan chupre. But the pashat pshat of chupre is hachnasa lirshusai. And this is one of the reasons that the chosna goes down first, and he's kaine the mokim machupe behiloch, or he purchases the mokim machupe. So when he's there, this is his reshus. And when she comes to the mokim machupe, so she's nichnas l'reshusoy, and that is kinyan nesuin. Kinyan nesuin is she's nichnas l'reshusoy. V'ein kainzim, haynu afilu kiddush oisa miba'oidyoyim. He made kiddushin erev Shabbos. Fine. Osa lachnisa b'Shabbos l'chupe. He's not allowed to make the nisuin in Shabbos. V'b'chupe kaino oisa l'kamo dvorim. He's kaino l'kamo dvorim. Some of this is also. Let's go further. Look to Mechaber, V'loi Makdishin. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shum Dovo Ligavoya. Now, what does that mean? One is not permitted to be magdish something to hegdish. Sheyema harei zei hegdish. He'll say, this should be hegdish. So this is also to do in Shabbos. Why? Mishum. Bekivin shemagdish, the minute he says, harei zu hegdish, va'amirosoi, through his amirim, a chavetz lehegdish, by saying that this chavetz should belong to hegdish, harei moitziyoi b'amire zoi a chavetz mirshusoi lirshus gavoya. With a klal, amirosoi ligavoya kimseirosoi lehegdish. That means by hegdish, there's a special din, like this by all other nyonim, by Odom lechaveroi, we have Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben is a chavetz, and Shimon wants to acquire the chavetz. So Reuben says, "I'm giving you the chavetz." Very good, he said, but words are nothing. It does not belong to Shimon. In order for it to belong to Shimon, Shimon has to make a ma'aseh kinyan, hagbah, meshichin. Kalipin, Kesem, you have to do a ma'aseh kinyan in order to acquire something. Without a ma'aseh kinyan, it doesn't become yours. But by hegdish, there is a halacha amirosoi ligavoya. By saying, I'm giving it to hegdish, kimisirosoi lehedyet. It's equivalent, like I made a ma'aseh kinyan lehedyet. So memela, if I said, harei zu hegdish, so automatically I have a behema, I have a chavetz. So automatically, this chavetz, which was a second before mine, is now not mine, and it belongs to Hegdish. So this is similar to Mekech HaMemke. Mekech HaMemke is one is making a transaction that something that belonged to him is going over into someone else's reshus, into someone else's possession. So if you're magdish something, the kivin the shemagdish ba milosay achavetz lehegdish hare meitziyay ba mirazu achavetz mirshusay. He's mighty the chavetz from his possession. Lishus gavoya v'domi lemekach umemka. Matonis. A matone is not so poshid. A matone is, if it's a Torah Shabbos, a matone is not poshid. A matone is not poshid. I feel about poshid to matone. A poshid matone is also not so poshid. If it's a Torah Shabbos, if not so poshid, one is permitted only with Torah Shabbos, one is permitted to give a matone. If it's not a Torah Shabbos, you're not allowed to give a matone. So here it's V'domi Lemekech Omemka. Agamucha here in this show, he brings down a shayla. If one is permitted to be the machlokes apoiskim, one is permitted to be mafkir in Shabbos. Areizu hefkir. Hefkir is a little like Mekech Omemka. I'm taking out something that belongs to me. I'm making that should not belong to me. It doesn't belong to someone else, but it doesn't belong to me. So the machlokes harishonim, if there's an issa to be mafkir something in Shabbos, that's one machlokes. There's another machlokes, is a machlokes achonim, if I could be zoiche something min ahefkir. That means here, by hefker, to be mavkir something, or to be zeichem in a hefker, you have here, and this is a half of what is normally accomplished by mekech hamemke. That means either by mekech hamemke you have haitzo mishus makne nachnosol shus kaine, you have this transition of Bilus, before it belonged to Reuven, now belongs to Shimon. So that's Mekechem Emkin, that's Chazal Asad. Hegdish, you also have the same thing. Before it belonged to me, now belongs to Gavoya. Hefker is, you're doing half of Mekechem Emkin. Either I'm making it should not belong to me, or if something is Hefker, I'm zeichen it, I'm making that something should belong to me. So there's a machlekes aboiskim if this is permitted in Shabbos. Now, so we just said, v'loy makdishin, I cannot be magdish something that I possess. I'm not allowed to be magdishin. Fine. Masha enkein livsoy k'sidoka laniyim. But to be poisik k'sidoka laniyim, muta. If I say I'll give money to Taniyim, so there is no transition of Bilus over here. I'm going to give money to Taniyim. I just made an obligation on myself to give money. Fine, that you can do on Shabbos. There is the similarity to Mekech and Memkeh is if you have a chayfetz, if you have a chayfetz and the bailus of this chayfetz, before it belonged to one person, now it goes over to a second person, so the transition of ownership, that's to me the Mekech and Memkeh. But if I just make an obligation on myself, I'm going to give tzedakah, fine. I think that's just an obligation to give, but nothing was given as yet. So this is muta. What? No, when you're magnish, I'm the rei zu hegdish. No, a rei olai liten tzedokim.
Good, so is this an obligation?
My hegdish is not an obligation, it's a transaction. Hegdish is a transaction. It was given over to Hegdish. Hegdish is not an obligation on me. It's a transaction. It becomes Hegdish. There's no obligations anymore. It becomes Hegdish. But my Shaykh came by Tzedakah. If I said, I'm going to give Tzedakah, there's no transaction being done. There's only an obligation. So an obligation is what? We're going to see pretty soon something very interesting. The Chayn, Shayyoyma, Harei Olai Le Hegdish Kach Vekach, if a person will say, I'm going to be magdish something. Also, this is also an obligation. He's only obligating himself to be magdish. So there's no transaction so far where he's going to be magdish something. So that's also mutter. My well, the simon shinvov and mishnah brura sivkot nechavov. Now, let us see further, and then we're going to hear something very interesting. V'loy ma'arichen. One is not permitted to be ma'arich something. What is ma'arich? There's a concept in the Torah of erchen. A person says, erki olai, or erich ploini olai. And then there are different, if a person says Elki Olai, Elki means that each person is a certain value, and he says Elki Olai, I'm going to give this value to Egdish. So that's a parasha of Elchin, and the value is dependent how old he is, the Zohar and the Keva. That's the din of Elchin. This is a parasha of Elchin. So it says, V'loy ma'arichin. Right. Now we'll see something very interesting. V'loy ma'arichin. Sheyoymar Elki Olai. Oyerech Ploini Olai. He said, or the value of this person, I'm mekabla myself to give. So Memele Shanaishan Lagdish Kifi Shanov. That means there's certain shiurim, that matters how old he is, how much money he has to be given. So this is David Gemekech Umemko. Period. Now, let us say over this Amurdika Kasha from the Ran. So the Ran and Mesech the Shabbos brings down that the Rabbeinu Hananel said that even though you're not allowed to be Magdish, Poiskin Tzedokah. Right? So the Rabbeinu Hananel says, what's the difference? Because Hegdish means there's a Hegdish Yedua, there's a certain object I'm saying, I raise to Hegdish, so that's cool. I'm making a transaction, I'm this Hegdish that belongs to me, I'm giving over to Hegdish. Hoiskin Tzedokin Shabbos, because there's no specific chavitz that's going over. It's only an obligation I made. So the Ran says, so I don't understand why Ein Marichin. This is the kasha of the Ran. Ein Marichin is also an obligation of the person to give a certain amount of money to Gavoya. It's an obligation. So Mamela, so the Ran asks this kasha. He must make a kasha. So I'd like to say over two terutzim. The Agois Alfis Yoshon says on this kasha, on the Ran's kasha, he says, no, this is Marichin Lami Al Odom Yedua. We're speaking about a specific person, which is very not understandable what he's saying. Yeah, sure, speak my Pliny Elki Eli. I'm speaking about a specific person, but what is happening is only an obligation to give a certain amount of money to Agdish. So the Tehillah LeDavid says something very, very interesting. He brings a Shilte Agiboyrim. Perikama the Masechtus Avodizorit. And the Shilte Agiboyrim says, this is a new insight in the Inyan of Erchim. Ha'oimer Erki Olai. If a person says Erki Olai, my value is going to give to Agdish. Havi Shapir Magdish Kuyadua. Here I bring Magdish something. What I bring Magdish? The Hainu Gupoi Vaatsmoi. He's Magdish himself to Gavoya. Gupoi Vaatsmoi Shehu Magdishoi. Elisha Poideyu Achakach. So this is a new insight in Elchin. Elchin is not just Elchi. I mean, he's saying something that my value I'm giving to Agdish. It's not just I want to give $100 to Agdish. I don't want to say $100. I'll say my value. And, look up on the computer. It's 100, whatever this is. And then each person a certain how old he is, there's a value. It's not that. It's not that he's giving 50 shkolim to Agdish. He's Magdish himself to Agdish. And then he's paying to himself through giving the money. Someone else said this, yeah. Okay, that's a good kasha. That's the parsha of Elchin. The parsha of Elchin is that I can, anyway, the legabi, it's a magdish gufoi that is chalami achi efidye. That's the concept. That's our component. No, there's a certain value, there's a certain din in Elchin. Well, yeah, the Chumash says what she it is. I would say a different teretz on this kasha. Problem is, no one says it, but I'll compone them. perhaps it can be said. In the Chiddushei Rav Reuven, Masechtas Baba Basra, he explains that there is such a concept as a choiv mamein. That means like this. When Reuven borrows from Shimon $100, or Reuven will make a shvue, I'll give you $100. Two cases. In both these cases, Reuven has to give Shimon $100. The reason why he has to give him, in the first case, because he borrowed $100. In the second case, because he swore he's going to give him $100. Fine. So we have Reuven has to give Shimon $100. But he says there's a moiradike chilik between these two. When Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, he owes him $100. Now, what does that mean? Shimon possesses something now. He possesses shusei mamon. That means, since Reuven owes him money, so he possesses a choyv mamon, and v'haraya, Shimon can be mekadesh anisha with this choyv. That means he comes over to Nisha. I have no money to give you, but Reuven owes me $100. I may kadesh you with this chayv. And she's mekadeshes. What did she acquire? A chayv mamon. There is such a concept as a chayv mamon, which has a market value, and this is called mamonis. If Reuven swore to Shimon, I'm going to give you $100. Reuven does not owe him a penny. He's obligated to give him. He swore he's going to give him. But he doesn't owe him. Shimon doesn't possess any schusei mamon. Shimon will go over to Isha. I'll be mekadesh you with the money that Reuven swore to give me. She's not mekadeshes. Because he doesn't possess anything. There's dinim that are mutal on the gavra to do. A shvua is a mechayev, a neder is a mechayev. But there's no chusei mamon. I think that is the difference of the difference between elchin and what we were speaking about before. A person said, I'm going to give tzedakah to I'm going to give X amount of money so to aniyim. That's good. He's obligated to do it. That's nidrei mitzvah. But the Aniyim don't have anything yet. There's no schusei mamon. So Memela, this is not similar to Mekech and Memkech. That means the Aniyim did not acquire anything yet. Nothing went out of his rishus. There is an obligation on him to give it. That's true. He made an end on Nidrei Mitzvah. Elchin, I think, Elki Olai creates the Ischaimus of Mammon. He owns money now. So Hendish acquired something. Hendish has Schusei Mammon by him. This is equivalent to Mekech HaMemkeh. That means there was a transition of Bailus over here. Hendish possesses something by him. It could be Benzashad, but Al-Kabonim, we have to know that this is the Ran's Kashin. And the first teretz, what the Tila Dover brings down from the Shilti Geboirim, is Amoyer the Keteretz, that the new concept in Elchem. Elchem means there's a Hegdish on the Gufa Odom. The Gufa Odom belongs to Gavoya. And the money is a pinion to be paid in the Gufa Odom. So there is a transition of Bailus. That's what the Tilul HaDovid and the Shilti Geboshim says. Let us go further. The Loi Machrimen. Now, there's such a concept of Helme Gavoya, which is a type of Hegdish. So, the Loi Machrimen, the Heimo, Oishum Dovo Ligavoya. That means also if I say that this behemoth should be chame gavoyav, so that means it's a type of hegdish. Now this behemoth belongs to gavoya, and this is similar to mekach chamemke. Sheyema harei dava zecherim makel mitama now. Now, let us go further. V'loy mafrishin trumais o maestris. One is not permitted to be mafrish trumais o maestris. Now we're going to have something very interesting. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Why can't a person be mafrish trume and maaser? So he's going to give two reasons. Number one, this is a lashon Rambam, shehu doime kemagdish oison peiris shehifrish. It's similar, he was magdish the peiris. That means he said, areizu trume. So before it was tevel, it didn't have any kedusha. Now it has kedushas trume. It has kedushas trume. You know how to be metamed, you're not allowed to burn. It has kedushas trume. So you were magdish the trume. That's one reason. Shudayme kemagdish oisem peirish shehifrish. L'davoyni, this is a lashon Rambam, I don't understand this at all, because why can you be magdish? So the reason you can't be magdish, he said before, because it's daime lemekech hememkech. Because amirose l'gavoy kemisirose lehedyet, before it belonged to me, now it belongs to gavoya. Now, by trume, it's kodesh, that's right. The trume is kodesh, you're not allowed to be metamed. But the kedusha is not at all similar to the kedusha of gavoya. Kedusha is gavoya, there's a reshus gavoya. It went out from my possession, went out to reshus gavoya. Here that they made it kodesh, I mean, it's Kodesh, fine, but it's Kodesh, it is Kedusha. But I don't understand the similarity of Kedusha Struma to Ein Magnishim, number one. Now, someone could say, and this would be a very, that when you make it Truma, it becomes Momen Hashavit. Oh, that's good. So then it's not Ein Magnishim. By Maisa Rishon, it's also the same thing. Don't tell me, ain't a Maiserishin, there's no Kedusha. And I say, Harezu Maiserishin, it belongs to Shevet Leviim. So, if you're saying that it's Daimah Tanaka Remenka, because before it was mine, and now it's Mumina Shevet, that I'll understand. But to say, talk about Trume, and Trume is Kodesh, and Ein Magnishin, this Lebavoyne, I don't understand, and I couldn't find anyone who
saw it.
What?
He
doesn't say, he's saying it because it's Kodesh. It's Kodesh.
Is it true that there's something next to this hill?
Well, it's not his.
Because it's promise.
Promise is nothing. So that's the whole sugya, so then after the frosha becomes, it's a whole sugya in Gittin that you should make it how he's cleaning. Afterwards, after the frosha, before that is something garnish. Va'oid, now this I understand. Shehu kemisakin davo she'einei mesukin. He was messed up before the tamil was also bachile, and now it becomes muta bachile. So it's tikkun mone. Another reason, it's a reason of tikkun mone. So agamur I saw the imrebine says a moyer dikazach. Why did the Rambam have to give two reasons? It's tikkun mone. It's hegdish. He says, you know why? Because he says, in yontifs, You're also not allowed to be mafresh tumeh. So to say al tikkun moneh, he says you're allowed to cook raw food. So to make it edible, that's mutter in Yom Tov. So this reason would not be in Shabbos, it's also, but Yom Tov would be mutter. That's why the Rambam didn't give the first din. Well, Kaponim, there's two dinim. There's a din of Magdish, and there's a second din of Mesakin. V'imorva v'hifrish. What if he was a shaggit? He finished. He was mavrish truma. Listen, he has temple. He has to eat it, and he has apples over here, and he wants to eat them. The Kovin Shabbos Kodesh in their temple. So be mavrish them, finished. So he'll be mekai meinik Shabbos. And no. The Ganem. V'imorva v'hifrish b'meizid. Lo ye ochel. So what did he do? So this tikkun machel, he was masakin the apples. Before the apples were not edible, and I was masakin them. So it's similar to a meloche de rabbonam. It's lo ye ochel bein loy bein lachelim ad meitzoi Shabbos mitam knas. So Chazal canceled him. Chazal said that he's not allowed to eat it. V'moyim b'shoigik mutam filo loy miyad. B'shogik, he's allowed to eat it. Tumis or maizres, we know how to be mafresh wood in chalov. Chalov is in reisam, chalov is in reisam, chalov. Now let's go further. Ve'ein poidin aben. You can't make a pidyin aben. Afilu b'kli. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sheshova chamisha sloim. So to take five silver dollars, shemesh amayim, it's mukta. You can't do such a thing. So we're not talking about that. We're going to take a keli. That's also mukta, maybe. I don't, to take a good keli, you can take a silver. Can take a silver candy dish, and then it's worth five sloim, and you give this to the koyim. Shadoyme lemekach umemka. Shadoyme lemekach umemka. So the pashtus is, the pashtus, it would seem, the doyme lemekach umemka, because he's acquiring the bechel. Like we see in the Nusach, my boys, Tvei, Liten, Li, Mincha, I live Tei, Soi, Soi. The pashtus is that there is a acquisition over here, that the Avi, Aben, acquires through the Pidyon, he acquires the bechel, so he's getting something. He gives us the coin and he gets the men. So that's similar to Mekech HaMemkem. Vein loyma, fine, okay, so Shabbos you can't do it. Vein loyma, but it's a big problem. The 31st day is on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, yet on Bechoyer, it comes out, it's on Shabbos, so this is the first time in his life, he's making Shech Yono, and the Pidyon HaBen, and anyway, and it's Shabbos, you can't do it. Vein loyma, yitein amois lakoyin be'erev Shabbos. Let him give the money to the Koyin erev Shabbos. And I'll make it you that it should be chal in Shabbos. It should be chal in Shabbos. We'll do like this. I'm giving you now the money that I should be kind of the man in Shabbos. Sheyochel apidyon. Shegiyim shloishim vechem b'shabbos shosos mamptiyah. Yochel apidyon. In Lechore, this could work. Agavuch, when it comes to Mechiras Chometz, let's just talk about when Erev Pesach is Chaliyes B'Shabbos, so you eat Chometz in the morning, and then it is, so you don't sell the Chometz Erev Shabbos, because we sell the chametz to the guy, he's still going to eat chametz. So the Mechira is how in Shabbos. I mean, the chametz will be left over. We'll forget about later. About Kaponim, the chametz will be left over. We're selling to the goy. So the Maisa Kinyan is Erev Shabbos. The goy gives the money Erev Shabbos, and he's claiming the chametz in Shabbos. So you can do the same thing with a Pinyan Aben. You give the Koyan the money Erev Shabbos, the Pinyan should be chal on Shabbos. And it should work, L'chayrem. So then this is a truma shadesh, lefisha oz la yuchel amorech. Because when he gives the money, Erev Shabbos, he wasn't mekameni. He can't say shekin shalom in mitzvayisam, mitzivonim, because the pigeon wasn't chal yet. He wasn't mekameni mitzvahs. Shekivin shadayin lechola mitzvah olam eich yeme mitzivonim. Ubi Shabbai. Good. So the Erev Shabbos wasn't the kind of mitzvah. Shabbos, the pidyon is chal, the benoit poda, it's chal on Shabbos. Mishabbos namid la yuchel amor, kivin shal, zay na yisra kum, and you can make a broch in the middle of nowhere, shikishan mitzvah, so he didn't do anything. There's no maisa mitzvah. So it's a chalois, it's chal, but he didn't do anything. On Shabbos, he can't make a broch if he's not doing anything. Shabbos, nami, leuch, lemur, kimin, shol, zeni, yisiklum. Lochain, so what do you do if the 31st day is Shabbos? Yamtim adachara Shabbos. See, you wait till after Shabbos. Now, let us just explain a little bit what this means. You wait till after Shabbos. So, others say you wait till Sunday. That's after Shabbos. You make the pinyan aben Sunday. Another say you can make it mitzvah Shabbos. There's a meaning not to make a pinyan on Abalaila. There is such a meaning. So others say, so therefore, you don't make it mitzvah Shabbos, you make it Sunday. What is if Sunday is a kindness? That means, let's say, Sunday is a Sarah B'Tavis, and Shabbos was the 31st day. So here you have two possibilities. If you'll make it Sunday by day, it's already the 32nd day, but you can't make the Suda till at night. So there's a machlekes. So others say you should make it ready. Don't be so full. Make the Suda at night, make the Pidyon at night, and Shalom al Yisrael. And others, there's different menagim, and others say you make the Pidyon by day and the Suda at night. That is, if you have a Yom Kindness, the 32nd day. Vafilu im kololoi be'erev Shabbos choftes yoim v'yud beish shois v'tof shin tzadik gimel chalokim mishof shashon echalekes l'tat reish pei chalokim ki yedua. Now, every hour has 1,080 chalokim. Seconds is 60 seconds. Well, Kabbalah Mechalokim says is 1,080 Chalokim. Every month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalokim. That is a month. Halachically, that is a month. A month is not 30 days. It comes out less. It's 29 days and 12 hours. And 793 chalokim. Now, there's a big machlokes apoiskim. It says, ben chodesh tiftem. You have to be poide a ben after a month passes by. Halachically, a lunar month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. So the shittas abach and shach is you don't have to wait till the 31st day. You have to wait till when the chodesh ended. The chodesh ended 29 days, 12 hours, and and then the 793 Chalokim of the 13th hour. So the Bach and Shach say, so what happens is this is Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you have, it's 2 hours before the Shkia, we have this whole thing, 29 days, blah, 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 and so let's make the opinion about Erev Shabbos. So according to the Shach, I can make it Erev Shabbos, no Shaila. The Bogan Avram is Chaylik. The Bogan Avram is Chaylik. You need 30 days to pass. It is not sufficient yet. 20, even though halachically that's called a chaydish, need a chaydish of 30 days to pass. So that's what he's saying over here. He's saying, so even though, he'll divide a year in 12 parts, will come out, so each month is 29 days, and come out 13 hours. So lahochi layistu b'yem shishi, tafi shachidish abateiru shloishim yayim shleimim. Lachain sar shegir liyem shloishim b'echad b'shas apidyin. So it has to be the 31st day. V'kivin shem shloishim b'echad u b'shabbos, yitche adach shabbos, you are noishat after Shabbos. Lots of mechaba vayte, v'ein megarshin. One is not permitted to give a get in Shabbos. Elam kein who gets shchimera, the tokim le'alma, that the husband is very sick. So then you're allowed to give it in Shabbos. It was written already. Talking le'alme, v'em igarshim. Afilu beget shenichtav koydim Shabbos. They did the answer to give a get shem a yomei l'ksivet. You might, if you permit it to be megarish, you might come to write again. Except the shchiv merad, talking le'alme, heine sheroitza legarish ishtoi. He wants to be megarish his wife, k'dei sheitizoke k'liyimim. He tira le'i legarish Bishabis, Kadesh Le Titorim Daitoi, all of them Layasur Sunday. That means this might affect his health terribly. He's a shlimra, he's very sick already. And then he knows what his matzav is, and he's old to die, and he wants to give a get now. The get is written and everything. Now, you cannot give a get with a zman mugdim. That means, if Shabbos is Yud B'chodesh, the get was written Erev Shabbos, so I can't give her a get Yud B'chodesh that it says on the get Tes B'chodesh. So how do you do that? It was written, Kadoin Sheik Shanifta Maget Merev Shabbos Leishnifta Boizman Hayoim. It wasn't written which day it was written. Alakrosa Boishimu Azusam, which week it was written. The Kroshim Bechia Gavna, Meshikrosa Bebenazi Simen Kufchav Zain. You don't need to specify the day. Now the Machaber ends. V'kulam im nasu shoygigim im izidim im utoim masha osu osi. Shoy, so now v'kulam akoil hamavua besiv sekoi. That means miyabmin, chelsin, nisuin, magnishin, all these things. If it was done, it shouldn't have been done. That's called Shoygig. Just one more aloha I'd like to mention. We said aloha we paskin is 29 days and 12 hours and In 793 Chalokim passed, but the Magen Avraham paskins that it is not considered a ben chodesh. But you can have another case also. It can be 30 days passed. You don't have 29 days and 13 hours. I mean, so let's say in the summer it was born right before the night, you could have it's the 31st day, you're missing this year of 29 days, so it's brought down that you have to wait till we have this month of 29 days, 12 hours, and about 13 hours. When you give the get on the 10th, it's possible.
Yeah, the same day. So if somebody wants to give a get to somebody and miss the day, it will circle, so you have to go back and write a new one before it goes.
Or you go and write a, you don't write the Hazman of a day, you write the Hazman of a Chodesh. Yeah. That's right.